This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet. Shop online at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 60, low of 44, mostly overcast skies throughout the day. Then tomorrow, high of 60 degrees, low of 38. Partly cloudy skies in the forecast, and there's also early projections of rain coming up over the weekend, so look out for that. It's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, celebrating the Pirates' win over the Brewers yesterday, which guarantees them at least a series split. They can win the series if they win one of these next two games. It is a four-game series, and they play another one today. Yeah, good stuff from Bailey Falter. Kind of just went over that. Good stuff from him. And the lineup change with McCutchen batting as the leadoff hitter, you know, yeah, it's working out. Real quick touch on the Steelers draft. I see both sides of the arguments where we talk about, you know, should they draft a wide receiver or should they draft an offensive lineman, center, even in particular. I'm kind of bouncing back and forth because on one hand, the argument is we'll draft a receiver because you don't really have options at receiver right now. But also, I think we've seen what happened when the Steelers tried to put in temporary solutions or like guys that, yeah, they could play the position. Kendrick Green, I think, was a special case, though, because, you know, it doesn't seem like he had played the position. But I don't like stopgap guys. I do like those solidified guys and somebody who has played center and has the experience. I get it. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, I'm drawn to that side. But then the other side with the receiver position, too, is that they don't have any receivers right now who could be starters. So you want to get a guy that you can trust to start in the first round. Now, the counter to that would be that the Steelers have had success drafting receivers in the later rounds, but those receivers haven't always been really, I think, top receivers or guys who can be number ones right away. Now, I guess you don't need a number one, but you do want a guy that you feel like you can rely on in that wide receiver core to make that impact early in that player's career. So I'm torn between the two. Maybe I'll lean a little bit more toward addressing the line just because I hate those stop gaps, and I think that they could find a receiver in the later rounds that could do, you know, a good enough job. So I'll lean toward line in the first round, but I mean, really, it's gonna benefit them either way if they go in either direction. It's, you know, it's not, there's no loss in making a decision one way versus the other, in my view. So I'm kind of split in the middle in my opinion there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.